I hated it when coughing evolved into wheezing, because wheezing's not cute, but coughing is.
Meanwhile, Arbok was better looking than Ekans.
Yeah.
Well,
the coughing wasn't
now,
so happy.
Again.
Yeah, wheezing just looked sad. Which
wheezing
I guess...
looked sick, but coughing looked delighted.
Well, it makes perfect sense, because wheezing is how you are when you just first start smoking and learn to enjoy it. Whereas wheezing is, you know, years later when you have emphysema. That's
coughing.
What... Wheezing.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Paladin.
Now it's time for another Superhero Time with your hosts, XV.
But he's the inflatable bug man.
Paladin.
Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Hey, Mickey.
Let me just loosen this cod piece.
Ken.
Well, that'll be my nightmares tonight.
And Fort Max.
You're drawing cock to you.
Well, it's Superhero Time again, and it's going to be a much less interesting show this week. Because, in addition to me, it's just Hey Mickey, Fort Max, and Paladin.
We're kicking it old school this week.
Hooray.
As long as we're not having to watch Ghost Ager.
That would be hilarious, wouldn't it? We could do Superhero Time 2010 and watch Ghost Ager episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot me now.
That's a more enthusiastic response than I expected.
It's hilarious in the way that, you know, the Dark Ages are hilarious.
Because they're full of disease and, like, burning at the stake?
Yes.
Well, if you add in the part where you throw your own urine and feces out the window, I'm right there with you.
Oh, funny story about that.
Okay, I'm game.
There's no story, I was just saying.
Oh, f***.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Here I thought we'd have something entertaining to start the show with.
Nope, just stale Monty Python quotes. It's only a model of a show.
We were going somewhere with this, weren't we?
Absolutely not.
Yes, but let's go somewhere else. It's a silly place.
So, allegedly we have maybe next year's Sentai name.
Yes. And it is awesome, if true.
Perhaps you should share it with us. I see.
That's hard to pronounce.
Well, no, it's easy to pronounce. It's hard to spell. I mean, I can pronounce it right now. It's. I may have got the emphasis a little bit wrong on that, but I believe that's the same
well,
word.
It's your southern accent.
Yeah.
And it's still better than Ghost Ager that way.
We really are kicking it old school with the Ghost Ager jokes.
Your mom kicks it old school. In the butt.
No, that's not kicks. That's takes. Takes it old school in the butt.
No, kicks. There's feet involved.
Well, that's an extra nickel.
So,
anyway, Sentai names.
Yes.
The 36th Super Sentai series is titled Tokume Sentai Go Buster.
Wow, you actually pronounced that right.
Did I?
Or in English,
Special something something.
Squadron Go Buster.
Say that again? You broke up.
Mission Squadron Go Buster.
It's something strange, but it might look good.
Well, who are you going to call?
Ray Park Jr.?
Let's go Buster.
What's with all the go...
I hope there's a Gorilla Zord.
What's with all the go names in Sentai lately?
It means five.
It's easy.
I know what it means, Fort Max. No, Fort Max, it means V.
What do you mean lately? They've kind of had them since the first series.
No, the first series had it, and then not.
Not what?
Not go.
Well, Jack started out with four.
I don't care. That's not the point. You know, there's been Go Onger, Go Sager, Go Kyger, now Go Buster. And that's
go,
it.
Go Buster.
Go 5, yeah.
Go V.
Goggle 5?
I don't think Goggle 5 counts, Fort Max.
What about Goggle 5?
Yes, Goggle 5 I would give you, but not Goggle 5. or Goggle V.
But that one actually is 5.
V.
No, it's just Go-Go V, but Goggle 5.
Did anybody sub Goggle 5 yet, Fort Max?
No.
Damn, I was going to say we should do an episode of that and the whole time pronounce it as Goggle V.
Though, it is being worked on soon.
If you say so.
Anything.
You know, you're the one who's got your stuff in all the fan sub groups lately.
It's more of a... I've been requested to do some encoding for it, so it's coming soonish.
You mean they've contacted you for slave labor?
Yeah.
Of course, it's Texas.
Ouch.
And Fort Max is one of them foreigners.
Furners.
Yeah, he's in Australia.
You're putting too many syllables into it, XV. It's just two. Furners.
I can't talk like that. I'm not that southern, Mickey.
You don't know nothing about cigarettes and sunflower seeds?
So, GoBuster, huh?
Yes.
Okay, then.
And they're going to be doing missions.
Probably. Maybe.
Simbuck says the episode title is all right. Mission 1.
And then when they get to mission... When they get to mission 6, is it full power?
Yes.
Okay, then. There was a picture of Figuarts Forze that came out of one of those many Japanese toy show things.
Yay.
And it looks like a figure out of Forze.
What, Fort Max?
It doesn't come with hopping.
I'm not sure it comes with any of them.
No, it says it comes with rocket and drill.
And the effect parts for them.
Yes.
Everything else will be separate add-ons.
How generous.
Yeah.
Yes, they have an add-on said Astro Switch 1 with magic hand, launcher, radar, and camera.
Camera is hilarious looking.
They have magic hand, they have like magic fingers. It's got a vibrating bed arm.
I'm sure that would be very appealing to a certain demographic.
The demographic that goes to hotels?
Or just the graphic, you know.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
Some people have gotten the U.S. release Shinkinger figure arts.
Well, I know there was the pictures posted of at least Shinken Red that somebody got.
Complete with Power Rangers on the instructions.
Fantastic.
Red Shinken Ranger.
Fantastic. Yeah, I was actually kind of questioning whether that was ever going to happen, given that on Friday the listing for those two figures vanished off of ToysRUs.com, but by Saturday night it was back again. And then that
and
came up.
I think they're still up.
Yeah, they are up as of this afternoon, but not in stock. Apparently they got one figure and somebody bought it.
Is the Kabuto figure still on Amazon?
Do what?
Is the Kabuto figure still on Amazon?
Well, let's look.
Well, I could, but the keyboard's way over there.
Yeah, well, mine's right in front of me. In my pants. What? Perhaps if I... Oh, there it is.
Looks like it.
15 left in stock, it says. For $30, that's probably not bad.
Yeah. Especially for a main character.
Hopefully it's not one of the ones with the crooked legs.
Cricket legs?
Crooked legs.
Oh. Cricket legs sounds like a birth
attack. It's the hoppers that have the cricket legs.
Right.
We should watch another episode of Kabuto sometime. But, like, not have Barricade on that week.
Preferably one with Drake.
Well, that's what I was thinking of, one of the Ultimate
Makeup
episodes.
Well, we have
episodes.
Almost all of the series dubs available, so...
I want to see the makeup fight.
Yeah, I want to see the bee, because I like bees.
Well, except he's a
bees.
Wasp. He's a wasp.
Bees. Bees.
But he's a wasp.
Bees.
I could swear I had this argument on Twitter lately. Of course, I have lots of arguments on Twitter because everybody on Twitter is wrong.
It's more than just Twitter, you know. It's just everyone else is wrong.
Black is white, up is down, and short is long.
That's everything you know.
And Fort Max is cool.
See, I wish I was saving intro clips, because I would have saved that and put that in under you.
Yes, that's a good point.
As it is, Fort Max is saving it and making it his ringtone.
Why did I buy this stupid ringtone anyway?
And I'm saving that and making that my ringtone. But coughing, not Fort Max asking why he bought that stupid ringtone.
How many Weird Al jokes can we fit into one conversation?
Well, let's find out.
That's actually a pretty good quote itself.
Okay, so other news?
We have release dates for the Kamen Rider O and Gokaiger Summer movies for DVD.
Let me guess. January?
1 January, 1 February.
Christ.
And which one's which?
Yes.
That's not very helpful.
First.
You guessed right.
Okay, then.
So we'll get the Gokaiger movie after the series ends.
Which I think is not unusual, maybe? Whatever.
I don't know. I didn't really pay much attention during the Gokaiger era because, well...
Well, didn't you pay attention during, you know, Gokaiger?
I was less clued in as to when things should be arriving, because that was my first.
Yeah, we weren't doing the podcast then. Ah, those good old days.
It was a hap.
I think Paladin's lagging a little bit.
The sun shone brighter, the birds seemed happier.
And we didn't have the vague sound of Paladin cursing in the distance. Well, we did, but we couldn't hear it.
It was...
What?
I thought the vague sound cursing in the distance was Ben.
Well, not right that either.
Not right now, it's not anyway.
Let me try to fix this.
Well, that'll be the end of Paladin for a few minutes. See, there was something I was going to talk about, and it's escaping my mind. That happens a lot, you know.
You had mentioned summer movies.
Oh, well, I don't know if that was it, but it reminds me that Let's Go Kamen Rider is supposed to come out this month.
What was that again?
Oh, there went Paladin. What?
I don't even remember what that was at this point.
Oz and Denno.
Okay, yes.
Tamashi form.
Yes,
yes. The most subtle product placement ever. Or brand placement, whatever. But yes, I believe the home
brand
video...
placement.
I believe the home
like
video...
Like a muffin?
I believe the home video version of that's supposed to come out this month.
What happened to the first Gokaiger movie, the 199 Legend War thing?
It's not out yet.
But do we have a date for that to come out?
I'm looking right now. As you can hear by the typing. Let's see... No, that's a soundtrack. Here we go, Blu-ray. That is November 21st. Of course, the rental version will probably be out a couple weeks earlier.
So, hopefully by the end of October, I guess?
No, I'm thinking we'll get Let's Go Kamen Rider by the end of October and, you know, $199, you know, 15th of November, maybe, if we're lucky.
Well, that's not too much longer to wait.
No, it's not horrible. Paladin come back yet? No, of course not. Let's see, what else did he type
it's
in
It's saying busy.
But while we're waiting for him to come back, there was some rumored special episodes for Samurai coming up, maybe? Fort Max?
Yes, there's going to be a Halloween special, a Christmas special, I think, and a RPM crossover.
I'd be excited, but I know what they're all going to be like.
Like regular Samurai episodes?
Yep.
Tim Curry.
But yeah, the RPM crossover will be something.
And speaking of the official Power Rangers Twitter just recently asked whether people liked RPM or Samurai better.
I envision a landslide.
Samurai is doing better than expected.
So it didn't get zero votes.
It got one. And I... Last I checked, it was one.
Well, I was right. It did not get zero votes. Well, you know what it is? It's just Samurai's mother voting for it out of obligation.
Somebody screwed up and clicked the wrong button.
I'm sure they paid her a nickel.
No, it's their words. It wasn't buttons or anything. It was just write it down.
I thought we were dealing with an actual poll.
So somebody does not know how to write RPM and wrote Samurai by mistake? They couldn't spell RPM?
Well, that would definitely imply they're a fan of Samurai.
Well, that was fun.
Speaking of which, did you mention the new Samurai TV specials?
How do you think we got talking about this?
I thought so.
Yeah. It's okay, I covered you with a Tim Curry while you were gone.
Well, I'd just like to repeat my theory that RPM Red's role on Spartacus will have prepared him nicely for Samurai.
Taking it up the ass, you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Can't ever look at that actor the same way again. I'm sorry, we were talking about something, weren't we? Besides anal sex?
I would hope so.
Let me just go put my 8-inch Tommy away.
Don't worry, we'll bring up anal sex again when we start talking about Forza.
And that's
and
not
Samurai
all.
Again.
What?
And Samurai again.
Oh boy. Well, do we have any more news or should we just get right to it?
Figo Arts Kazali's out. Does anyone care?
No.
No.
Didn't think so.
We probably care slightly more than Figo Arts Uva, but still, no.
It's hard to care about anything O's related anymore.
I know. I was just thinking about that the other day, how O's for me did like the fastest turnaround from interested to don't give a shit. All with that one last episode.
It was... Once I realized that the show wasn't going to save itself, I just couldn't bring myself to care anymore.
Maybe I didn't realize the show wasn't going to save itself until the last episode.
I think I realized it around 40.
Well, maybe I had more optimism than you. You're kind of a downer, man.
Your mother's a downer. Going down on her. Huh.
For a nickel.
Right.
See, it's retro. We're doing horrible your mom jokes. Ones that don't even make sense.
The ones that don't make sense are usually the better ones, though.
Your mom doesn't make sense.
There
she
you go.
Nickels.
But nickels are sense. Who's unwrapping a candy bar?
Anyone?
Okay, then. Shows?
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, I guess you know what time it is.
Once again.
And now for something completely uninteresting.
I hope you dusted that thing off before you used it.
What?
The sound clip.
Oh. Well, at this point, I'm just waiting for Paladin to start talking.
Okay, so quick question first. Does anyone remember where Samurai was at before the hiatus?
Didn't Decker kidnap...
Something happened. There was some kidnapping of something.
Yeah, didn't Decker take Jaden back to his cave so they could have a romantic dinner to themselves?
And I think
I
there
vaguely
was some
remember that.
Food poisoning involved.
But again, this was like 8 months ago, so it's a little fuzzy.
Last season on Power Rangers Samurai.
Well, if this was Cartoon Network, that's what they would have done. See also Young Justice.
No, they were from the first season over again.
And called
they
it new
that.
Episodes?
They're yeah. still doing that.
Yeah, on every night that's not Sunday afternoon.
Anyway.
So the new episode starts off with Master Zandred trying to choke a bitch like she owes him money.
I doubt Zandred can be as awesome as Wayne Brady in improv.
They look about the same, though. Anyway, the female villain, whatever the f*** she's called, gets her banjo burned, so she goes to look for someone with musical talent to steal.
Dayu. Not that you care, but...
I like
not
banjo
that anyone
better.
Cares.
What, Mickey?
I like banjo better. It's funnier.
And in the meantime, there's a monster that puts people to sleep.
So, they turn Samurai into a monster?
They personified the show in rubber.
I personified your mom in rubber.
hopefully with rubber. And to the great joy of everyone watching, it puts Antonio to sleep.
I'm down with that. It also made him look like a complete tool in the process.
When is he not a complete tool?
Well, he'd only just shown up this episode, so he didn't have time to do it himself.
I repeat.
So is Antonio, like, Zane level of douchey?
Well, he hasn't dated anybody's sister yet. I'm not sure if douche really applies anyway.
So two of the Rangers follow him into the dream world to try and save his life for some reason.
Well, it's not like they had anything better to do.
And then we get Bulk reenacting probably the closest thing the U.S. will get to Shinken Brown.
You know, that samurai armor they put on probably cost a bit.
Probably more than they spent on the actors.
Or the riders.
Or the horse. I wonder how much horse rental is in New Zealand.
Oh, you said horse, thankfully.
Well, they probably have horrors, too. That's why the riders aren't getting anything done.
So anyway, Antonio is saved. Samurai goes on, and yeah, there's a bunch of backstory for Decker and Dayu.
Turns out they were married. Because how else could you get the Shinkenger plot wrong?
Well, I don't know. They still got another, 23 episodes?
Oh, man, that many?
Yes.
So, wait, first you're complaining because they're following Shinkenger too closely. Now you're complaining because they get the plot wrong?
I've been complaining because they get the plot wrong. Or do it wrong, anyway.
Because the plot is supposed to be interesting.
Of course, it wasn't really that interesting in Shinkenger either. So maybe they're getting it right.
Well, and after next week... Well, the episode after the next one is... They're finally going to be showing the first two.
Like I care anymore.
Too little, too late.
I wonder when the Battleizer is going to show up.
It's 2012.
Well, you know, that Battleizer toy they have out is apparently going to be in the show. So I'll finally get the Ronin Warrior Ranger I wanted since Shinkenger.
And we still won't care.
Well, no, probably not. And the sad thing is, I got to liking the Super Shinkenger thing better anyway. And they probably
really put on dresses.
Yeah. Pretty, pretty dresses. And I bet Samurai won't use the Swordfish origami at all. Or not Swordfish, the eel thing. The eel sword origami thing that makes the other dress. You know, from the movie.
No clue.
The dino sword.
Whatever.
Exactly.
That's how much Samurai will care about it, too. Okay, so that was Samurai this week, and believe me, you heard the best parts of it.
And it hasn't changed a bit.
Let's see. Who was doing Gokaiju this week?
I don't believe you decided.
Okay, then you'll do it.
Alright, we're doing what, episode 7 or 8?
Of Gokaiju? Are we getting confused? Have you hurt yourself in your confusion?
I'm stalling for time for me a little of the episode so I can recount it second by second, just like Ken would do.
Well, next time, stall for time in a more clever way, where it doesn't sound like
you're trying to be clever.
Where it doesn't sound like you're a complete idiot.
You're a complete idiot.
Besides, of course, you're here.
You know, I thought you were channeling Ken, in which case, you know, you wouldn't be a complete idiot. That would be channeling, like, Razor Saw.
Oh, sick burn.
But anyway, anytime you're ready, let's make a show of it.
Yo ho, me mighties, it's time for Pirate Sentai action!
Alright, so last week we left the Gokaijers with their asses handed to them by Bosco.
Which happens a lot with Bosco.
Yeah, and this week we don't follow up on that at all.
Which also happens a lot.
Okay.
I'm not quite certain why they said to drop this whole Bosco plot, which appeared like it was going to be a two-parter, but then nope. He's just not here.
He had better things to do with his monkey.
Yeah. But they did show they did keep the keys they stole from him, and Guy's arm is still broken, snapped in twain.
Ha ha ha. It's and all fun and games until Guy's arm gets broken. Then it's a riot.
That's hilarious.
Old jokes.
It's only funny till someone loses an arm.
So, They all decide they need to be better badasses to fight Bosco next time. So most of them start training, but Doc has the idea of, let's put more Ranger keys into our guns, because that sounds perfectly safe.
So, I hear you like Ranger keys.
Yes, he exhibits the guns. His gun, rather.
Well, it's the only one he has to work with right now.
And of course, I'm just staying there, sitting,
because she's pink.
Yeah.
She's thinking of ways to be badass without showing off that she's badass. She's being devious.
Yes. That's her special gift.
Or she's still trying to find out a way to punish Guy for those photos.
I'm sure that all happened off screen. Or she took the Gokai cellular and dropped it in the toilet or something.
So, Guy's sitting there adding another key slot into his pistol.
No,
and it blows up in his face. Don, yes. Damn it, why do I keep doing that? Anyway, pistol blows up and we get the opening theme song. After that's over, we cut to Doc walking along a road where he happens to take interest in a 14-year-old boy.
Oh, it's one of those episodes.
It's one of those uncomfortable episodes where if there's a parent around, the cops would be called.
Well, in America, probably not that, Japan, though. What?
Kind of like when Guy grabbed that kid's ass in his first intro.
Well, Japan's just used to it by now. Yeah, look at Momotaros.
I haven't made that far yet then.
Well, let's just say the climax thing isn't, entirely figurative.
Okay, I don't want to know. So, kid sucks at soccer, and Doc says, don't give up. If you give up, then you'll never win, or some bullshit platitude like that. And then Doc has his revelation and goes back to work on more guns.
Because guns solve everything.
The rest of the team doesn't sound too supportive, particularly Navi, who basically says, it'll never work. He's wasting his time.
Stupid bird.
Navi's kind of a bitch in this episode.
Why this episode?
Well, she's kind of cranky most of the time, but here she's like, Doc's a moron. It won't work.
That's just because she knows.
And plus, also, who does Marvelous take out his frustration on most of the time?
Navi.
And what happened last episode?
Prophecy.
Wow.
I'm not really sure where Fort Max is going with this.
I'm not either.
Are you ever?
Well, no, but I'm just trying to
episodes,
push things.
Navi probably got hit quite a few times.
Well, whatever.
Moving on.
Okay, so Damaris decides that I'm going to step up and take care of this pesky ranger problem by sending a guy whose only thing he can do is block attacks, which is kind of...
All he can do is block attacks, and he's named after a Pokemon.
You can't win a battle by blocking.
Well,
you toxic on them first.
So they are smart enough to use Big Bomber on him.
Shield on used Harden.
But they're not smart enough to use the good version of the Big Bomber.
With the baby?
Pursuits babies?
Or the fried anything eggs. That isn't the missile.
Well, I'm hoping they're saving that for the Jacka episode.
I hope it fires the Jack cast member at them.
I could get behind that.
But... Then they tried Dynaman, but obviously their digital watches are not synchronized.
The Dynahuman pinwheel failed completely.
The pinwheel failed, yes.
Sad pinwheel.
So Doc decides he's going to bust out his experiment and see if it works. And he hits him with a double final wave, and it's blocked, and his gun blows up.
Well, that's because he wasted one of his shots testing it earlier. Doc should know better than that. You always wait for the first shot for when you're actually in a fight. You never test ahead of time.
And plus, he shouldn't act so surprised when he's in the middle of that field that they're always attacked in.
I believe that's actually called Ambush Field.
So Doc blew up all his spare Gokai cylinders.
So and they use the power of Hurricaneer to run away.
No.
That's Kaku Ranger.
Yeah, the ultimate power of...
Right.
Shows what they think of the
Kaku Rangers. We saw the alien rangers use that too.
It's their best technique.
It's their only technique.
So after they retreat, Doc goes on another walk to go find his pet project.
No, I think you can leave the word project off of that.
And even though the kid trained, he still wasn't good enough to make it into the first 11 people playing soccer.
See, I actually kind of like that. Doc's whole motivational thing earlier did absolutely no good. It's kind of realistic. Message. It's kind of realistic that way.
That's a good message for the kids, isn't it? No matter how hard you work, you still won't be good enough.
Yeah.
Sounds right to me.
But then Doc decides, I'm going to help you train. Because apparently Spastic Doc is great at soccer.
No, Guy is the spastic one.
Well, okay, clumsy Doc then.
There you go.
So Doc's body double goes out there and plays soccer with the kid for a while.
While Doc's actor dubs over with a really high-pitched voice.
Yes.
So, that was not inspiring at all.
No, so well, neither is Doc.
They need his montage.
Yeah.
So
like set to
Doc runs up and they hug and embrace. Then we cut to a sunset and the two of them lying on the field all sweaty and exhausted.
Yeah, no horrible implications there at all.
With Doc's hand pointed towards his crotch. It's I can't figure out if this is unintentional or if the director was being really pervy.
It's both.
Yes, the director was probably trying to be pervy in a completely different way, and this is just what came out. Speaking of which, your mother.
Oh, boom. So, Doc has a flashback to something that I'm not really quite clear of when this is.
I don't think it is.
And it won't be explained any more than this because Doc doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he gets the courage to shoot at something.
I'm inclined to believe it's not a flashback, but just Doc hallucinating something.
Works for me. It means about as much that way.
So Doc gets his confidence back and goes back to the team and says, I can still make this weapon thing work, but I gotta ruin all your weapons first.
And amazingly, they agree.
That seems like a bad plan.
Well, it's not like their weapons were working on the monster before, so...
So we're going to go fight them with less weapons.
Yeah, but they still got, like how many f***ing powers to choose from? I mean, having your gun and your sword by your hand, you know, they got plenty of other options.
They don't even try the new powers, damn it.
Oh, well.
Well, they're saving them for Guy to take their cherry, I guess.
Well, the thing is that their weapons turn into the other weapons.
Yeah. So that won't really work anymore, either.
So, Guy begins constructing,
No, not Guy.
Doc. God damn it.
What the hell? One.
Doc begins constructing the mystery super weapon.
It's a
with
rifle
Guy
with
there
a bunch
bugging
of...
the shit out of him.
It's a rifle with a bunch of key slots on it.
Or it's a engine. I'm not certain which.
And he punches Guy in his bad arm.
Ow!
Yes, I'm certain that was completely accidental.
And we get some thriller.
Yeah. Told you Guy was the spastic one.
I mean, every time he gets punched, he does a different Michael Jackson move.
What is wrong with this show? Doc and the kid in the field. Guy doing Michael Jackson. Harden. Anyway,
yes. Terrible monster shows up with the blocking powers, and he brings some Sigorman with him because he can't attack anything.
So he's actually using some decent strategy this time, bringing some offensive power with him.
Yes.
And they actually go directly attack the galleon.
Yeah.
That's novel.
So, Doc stays on the ship. Guy can't fight. So the other four go down there to stall for time.
And they become the Geeky Rangers.
Which, amusingly enough, my first thought was, okay, there's four of them. What are they going to whip out? My first thought was, they'll do Geeky.
Well, it's the one that makes sense.
Well, they could have done, you know, anything, really, but...
Abba Ranger would have worked, too.
Yeah.
Sort of.
But Geeky makes sense as well, though, because, you know, they weren't exactly all about weaponry.
Yeah, they had them, but it wasn't the main thing.
Focus of what they did.
Yeah, as you could see by all the Geki techniques they pulled out. To absolutely no effect.
Well, yeah. they killed the Skorman right away.
Well, that doesn't really count.
I know it's not much of an accomplishment.
You can beat them with...
Here's the thing, you kill those, there's no offensive weapons again.
But, I mean, you can beat Sigorman with a deck of cards.
That's only if you cheat.
Yeah. A deck of cards and maybe a bucket on your head.
So, we pop from Geki over to Change Man, which we all knew was going to do nothing, because Change Man is boring.
But it has mermaids.
That doesn't stop it from being dull. So, yeah, they got their ass handed to them.
Oh, well.
Then we go to Masked Man, which also did nothing, but at least their costumes are cooler.
Well, doesn't just Red go to Masked Man?
Do they not all go?
Well, that's all you need.
Red's the only one that ever matters anyway.
Yeah.
Is what I would normally say, but Gokaiger kind of blows that one out. Also, your mother.
For a nickel.
Anyway.
Meanwhile, back on the ship, Doc realizes, the O-Ranger power allows you to combine things.
Well, actually, no. First, Guy recognizes what the weapon reminds him of.
Guy puts the idea in his head.
And Doc gets all offended saying that it's a completely original design.
Of course it is.
Draw inspiration from somewhere.
He uses the O-Ranger ultimate power to make his weapon
grow.
Work.
Oh.
It's... Survives.
He makes it into a boat.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest ultimate power.
It's not quite as weird as Car Ranger, but it's close.
It's actually useful.
The ultimate power of the O-Ranger. Turn things into boats. See, if it was really the ultimate power of the O-Rangers, it should have turned it into a pyramid. Or like an Easter Island head or something.
Or a football player.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not picky.
So Doc comes down with his boat in hand and starts firing squibs at the monster.
Boat in hand. Yeah, he's holding the thing sideways and shooting and still hitting everything. That's a magic boat right there.
Well, see, that's because it shoots squibs. Squibs always land precisely where they're placed.
Right.
So anyway, they'll pile up on the galleon buster thing, whatever the f*** it's called. Then they all grasp each other's asses.
That's the true power of the O-Rangers right there.
I'm sure that's essential to make the weapon work, too.
Yeah.
Are you clinging tenaciously to my buttocks?
Fortunately, Luca was in the back of the order, or else, they would have had to pay her more.
Yeah, you get Doc and Joe grab into Marlis's ass.
Yeah.
One cheek for each hand.
This episode is just full of all kinds of images, isn't it?
It's been a very gay week for Toku. So they fire their double helix blast that's shaped like the galleon. And
Rising
they break
Strike?
The shield.
Rising Strike? Is that it?
I don't know. Something.
So they fire the boat beam at him.
Yeah, it's very Super Highway Buster-esque.
And that's hardly a bad thing.
Just without the screaming head flying at you.
Yeah.
No, I do like compared with how Kamen Rider handled a enemy with a impenetrable shield. With Kamen Rider, you go around it. With Gokaiger, you build a boat to shoot through it.
Well, if this was a Go-Onger plot, they would have built a bus to go through it.
Or a giant car carrying alligator.
Yeah. Still, all approaches are equally valid.
But what a pain. The monster grew big. Now I have to use the Zords.
Yeah, I like how Marvelous always insists how that's such a chore to go do.
You're not entirely wrong.
I guess not. What they should show one week, though, is that after they transform and all that stuff, they have to go in the main room and set all the furniture and stuff back up because it gets tossed all over the place.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. That would explain why he never wants to actually do it.
Kind of Bioman, Peebo is being thrown around the place.
Yeah. Bioman was great.
Yeah. So out of nowhere, Gojujin shows up with a guy in the cockpit. And
with
the team all chastises him for doing this with a broken arm.
It's too bad, too bad the sling wasn't silver, too.
And he doesn't steal any kills because he can't use his right arm to use the tail arm.
Oops.
But they still have to sell Gojujin.
See, now if Guy was an American, he would know to drive with his knee if he can't use his arms.
If he was an American, he'd be texting or something with the other arm.
So yeah, all we get is Dino Arm this week.
So no stolen kills, which is nice again.
And of course, this is after the monster, even with his shields broken, is still able to stop Hurricane Gokaio's attacks. What a sucky upgrade.
Like it's not like those huge suits move all that fast.
Still, what a sucky upgrade.
Well, they're all so, like that.
Monster blows up, and the crew all reclicks down there on the steps. And Doc finds out that his guy didn't make it onto the 11 after all.
But hey, he's at least on the bench.
Yep. And Marvelous notes that Doc seems like he's full of confidence. And Doc basically says, that's because I filled that kid full of confidence too. Among other things. The end.
No. First, you forgot the most important part.
Which is?
Doc needs to go fix all their weapons.
Now see, I'm kind of curious about that point myself. Because if they don't have any spare Gokai cylinders around, is he going to go rebuild the Buster every time they need to use it?
It'd be funny if this is the only time they used it. Well, or every time they used it, he had to rebuild it.
That's what I'm saying, though. I mean, how is this supposed to work if he's taking parts from the other weapons to make this work? I guess if
the
they
ultimate
waited,
power will have given them new Gokai cylinders.
I was going to say, if we wait a couple episodes, we'll just have to assume that they were able to make more replacement parts or something.
Yeah, maybe the O-Ranger power didn't actually make it work. It actually created a whole new gun. Left the rest of the parts there where Doc had stopped working on it.
Well, that could be, because it didn't look like the Gokai cylinders were even in this thing.
Yeah, and this didn't look anything at all like what Doc made.
Yeah.
Maybe Doc was just wasting his time to build stuff. He just had to like, put five keys in a line and like wave the O-Ranger key over them. And...
It's magic.
So next week on Gokaiger, we get a guy focus episode. Hooray!
And a bunch of, and it's the
Die Rangers
asshole focus episode.
Die Rangers.
Yes.
So the Die Ranger we're getting is what Kiba Ranger, right?
No.
He's wearing all white. I just assumed.
No, that's Ryu, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dragon Ranger.
Yeah.
Well, it would have been amusing to see what that kid looked like grown up.
Hideous.
Well, let's see. What was he, like 12 years old back in 1993?
Well, anyway, this is probably... We're going to finally get to see the ultimate power of Jerkass in action.
Yes, Guy will attain the ultimate power of telling a kid his dead mother is waiting for him at the airport.
No, that's what they're going to... No, that's what the others tell Guy.
And then he gets hit by another truck.
I hope that Doc does that nut shot with the staff.
Seems like it'd be more appropriate for Luca to do that, though.
Well, it was Green that did the shot in Die Ranger, though.
Yes, but just going by their characters.
I don't know. Guy's ones are Doc is the one that seems to fight dirty.
You really are taking Ken's place this week, aren't you?
Your mother takes Ken's place
for a nickel.
And on that note, let's go to Forze.
Do we have to? It's a Jake episode,
which makes it hilarious. So Jake is hanging around before class with Yuki, Kengo, and Gintaro because Jake totally wants to get befriended by Gintaro, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes, very clear what you mean on that.
And Jake tries to invite him to a party he's having. But Gintaro's not interested in being friends with Jake, or at the very least, he's going to leave Jake for last on his befriend the shit out of list.
Homophobe.
Class is starting then, and old teacher dude comes in and hassles Gintaro about getting a proper school uniform. But Gintaro says he loves his own outfit. It's stained with his blood, sweat, and tears. Maybe literally.
What do you mean, maybe?
Meanwhile, in the school's pitch black, except for a spotlight room, some dude is practicing fencing and muttering to himself about somebody having pissed him off. Scorpio appears behind him and gives him an astro switch and says, "Wish upon the stars to take his revenge." Okay.
For some reason, this scene has done more to explain what's going on with the villains than anything else the show has shown so far, I think.
And that's really a big downside to Foes right now.
I didn't really get anything more out of it than I've been getting.
Just the presentation seemed a lot more coherent and typical of a toku show, I guess.
Well, I guess at least this one establishes more than the others have that flip the switch, you turn into the Zodiacs. Flip the switch back, and you turn back. Easy!
Until it shows
how they're getting the switches more. That they're being selected for their hate.
Yeah, it works for me.
We've sort of inferred that, but you know, sort of nice to see it sort of spelled out a little bit clearer.
It's not really like getting a Gaia memory where you end up buying it
from a dealer.
Double was so great with its settings. But this is okay, too, I guess.
Could get better.
After the intro, Miu is kind of not sure about this whole queen bitch thing anymore. Captain Football is worried about her because there's a rumor going around that she's been hanging out with Gintaro and the other geek types.
The Trashers.
After briefly discussing the true meaning of the word trash, Miu tells Munchies to handle the cheerleading squad and goes skipping off to the rabbit hutch.
Chowing down on those donuts.
For some reason, that whole skipping thing seemed creepy.
Maybe they're Doc's donuts.
Fuck, that's my mind.
Miu goes for a walk outside on the moon, but is disappointed that the outer space experience isn't what she imagined. Her first time with Captain Football was probably not the experience she imagined either. Inside, Kengo is working on getting more switches ready, and Miu tries to eat a new food droid while completely ignoring Kengo's warnings to stop playing with the switches. Hey, look, new toy!
A bad cartoon.
What?
It turns into a bad cartoon.
Isn't it already that? At least to a degree.
This is an exceptionally bad CGI.
I guess they wasted all the good CGI on launching Forza into space earlier.
The typical second episode show off.
Yeah. Of course, in Double, it was T-Rex DuPont. That's maybe not a good show off.
Forza, we had Octopus Roads in the sky. Or O's, rather.
Yeah. back at school, Yuki's having lunch in a much less nice cafeteria than the one in the first episode. What happened there?
Budget cuts.
I do like how the stools and little arms that swing out.
Goth Girl is trying really hard to get into her business and talking up the value of trying new experiences.
Yeah, that's right. That's what she's trying to get into.
Like so hot. Nado on fried shrimp. Outside, Jake has a run-in with the fencer from earlier. Turns out the two of them are having some sort of disagreement. And Fencer Dude turns into a unicorn Zodiarts. What?
Their disagreement is that Jake is totally cheating on him with Gintaro, right?
Sure.
That's right, yes.
Okay.
Jake takes off and runs past the cafeteria window where Gintaro and Yuki notice and take off after him. They catch the Zodiarts and Gintaro transforms, just in time for Kengo and Miu to arrive right after. And they start arguing about whether to give Forze the new overpowered electric switch. While they bicker, Frydroid scuttles up and gives Gintaro the new switch. And in the new electric hand he gets from it is Billy the Rod.
Billy the Rod, of course, works on troll physics.
After a quick instruction on how to plug his rod in, Forze is going all cattle prod on Unicorn. But the electric powers...
I do love that moment where he's sitting there just trying to figure the weapon out, just holding out. The monster runs and impales itself on it. He doesn't really notice. He's trying to figure out the buttons.
The electric power starts feeding back, and eventually Unicorn is able to escape while Forze is a little dazed.
A little?
Well, a little for Forze. Later on in the rabbit hutch, Yuki is bopping along to the music in her head while Kengo and Miu argue about who's in charge and why Miu really needs to be there if she's not going to do some kind of real work. But they're interrupted as Yuki announces she figured out who the Switch user is, thanks to hamburger spy cams. Thanks to a class schedule or something, they put together what the audience did a little while ago, and that he and Jake are in a class together, and Jake probably did something to piss him off.
Besides just being Jake.
Well, that's doing something to piss him off. Meanwhile, Gintaro is on his way to Jake's party after being enticed along by some girl in Jake's group. Or it might have just been a really nice robot. I couldn't really tell.
I don't think it makes a difference.
No. Gintaro is having the fun being the center of female attention, but the whole party is short-lived as Unicorn comes crashing. Gintaro transforms again and they go fight on the roof. And Gintaro manages to hold out for a little bit using Chainsaw until Yuki arrives with the newly finished Beat and Chain Array switches. I don't know why they call that chain array. It's just a ball and chain. Why array?
Why not?
What would be better? What would be better is it was just a chain ray? You know, where it shoots beams of chains out.
That's some kind of Ghost Rider power.
Or you know, it, kind of like a razor beam, where it shoots a beam of razors at you. So Forza,
I kind of like the I kind of like the base power up in that it just thumps them to death.
Yeah. As I was about to say, Forza is able to soundly bludgeon Unicorn for a bit before he before he takes off his face, and turns it into a sword. Apparently, transforming to a more powerful state in the process.
Makes sense.
After that, Gintaro only succeeds in beating himself in the crotch with Chain Array. Kengo calls in on the radar to tell him to use electric again, but Gintaro is a little concerned about that whole electrocution thing. Plus, more importantly, he can't find the switch. Cut to Jake and another of his crew, who deftly swiped the switch out of Gintaro's pocket while the girls were hanging all over him.
Now, not swiped out of the pocket, stuck their hand in his pants.
Well, if you want to say it like that.
Pretty clear. He shoved his hand in Gintaro's front pocket and fished around for something until he found it.
Well, that's why it's a good thing those girls were distracting him.
Second of all, how the hell do you fit a switch in a pair of jean pockets? You can barely fit like a dollar bill in there.
I can't even fit my hands in my jean pockets.
Yeah.
Which makes me question the value of having pockets.
Maybe they're cargo pants.
I need some cargo pants.
For hauling cargo?
Yeah.
Clutch cargo?
So Jake says how Gintaro is dumb and the friendship crap pisses him off, while Gintaro is about to get penetrated by Unicorn's big long horn. Cliffhanger!
And I hope that's not a euphemism.
I hope it is.
This episode was really gay. On many levels.
And it ended up being hilarious for it.
But there are some things that I loved about this episode.
Like goth girl
Yuki
getting all
doing
up
the pose.
She always does the pose if she's there, though, doesn't she?
Oh, and the second time he transforms, when it passes out to the dead whore on the floor.
Yes.
For the countdown, I keep zooming in on her.
Out into space. And of course, he's going to befriend the shit out of that switch.
Yeah, that was good too. I forgot that one. And what was
the first episode of the show that I've really liked?
What was the deal the first time he transformed with the effects they added over the countdown? That seemed odd and out of place.
Well, so does most of Foes right now.
But more so. And then it was weird because they didn't do it again for the second transformation. I don't know what...
Well, they had a passed out whore to zoom on, so... Yeah.
Well, you know, they still managed to zoom in on Yuki during the first countdown.
Well, she was doing the pose.
Well, and the whore was doing the passed out dead pose. What's the difference?
I think they don't really quite sure what they want to do with the show yet.
It seems like that, doesn't it?
And also, I'm not sure whether the creepy red light on on Suspender's teacher was foreshadowing or red herring or
comedy.
The show having all the suitability of a brick to the face.
I'm going to go with that last one. No, actually, what I thought was interesting was when they zoomed in on the Scorpio horoscope and the lady teacher sneezed. Because, you know, they got that whole thing when somebody's talking about you, you sneeze.
Well, so I guess we know who Scorpio is then.
Well, it goes along with the red light thing, like, you know, maybe it's foreshadowing, maybe it's a red herring. It'd be interesting if she was Scorpio, though, just because it's not the obvious choice.
I don't think it's going to be the obvious choice, so I'm thinking it has to be her.
It's either her or somebody we haven't met yet.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's dirty old teacher guy.
No, he's joining the club at some point in the series.
What is his name, anyway?
Dirty old teacher guy.
Mr. Belding.
That's okay, I can't remember a girl teacher's name either.
Miss Bliss.
Okay, so next week on Forza, more electricity. And perhaps more gay situations.
It's super effective.
Well, of course there's going to be more gay situations. It's Kamen Rider.
Forza gets his gold lame suit. It looks fabulous.
But it's not a straitjacket.
But will it suffer from gold plastic syndrome?
It's not plastic, though, is it?
It's lame.
Is that plastic?
No.
Well, there you go.
It's fabric.
The fabric of our lives.
No, that's cotton.
Right. You know what was also weird in this episode? I say also because there was so much weird in this episode. When goth girl, whose name I also cannot remember, was getting all cozy with Yuki and the...
Nozama.
And the black cloud was radiating off of her.
Remember, her name is Nozama. It's Amazon spelled backwards.
Is that her name?
Yes.
I'm not going to remember that.
I am Amazon!
Nozama, is she?
We haven't pulled that one out in a while.
Your mom pulled it out recently.
For a nickel.
And on that note, let's take a break. Actually, on that note, let's take a break.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
From Beast Wars to Zeta Gundam, FigureReviews.com features a library of in-depth action figure reviews and high-quality photography reaching back to 2005.
XV and RAC carefully evaluate each figure and rate it on a non-numerical scale ranging from state-of-the-art to shoot-yourself, using a special formula based on years of toy reviewing experience.
Text, photos, video, audio, informative awesome in every format. FigureReviews.com.
Timmy B's real brand mayonnaise.
Hey everybody, it's your old friend John DeLuna, and do you like video games? Do you like people who like video games? Well, if so, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. It's the weekly video game podcast of record. News, rumors, in-depth discussion of new and retro gaming, plus the occasional contest or giveaway. So if you game, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. Check us out at tfradio.net, a proud member of the Transformers Internet Radio Network.
The third strike, you're on the Street Fighter 3.
You're listening to Power Playback on Superhero Time. Look for Superhero Time's Power Playback every Friday afternoon on Twitter at TF Radio.
So for want of anything better to do this week, we watched an episode of Dino Thunder.
And it was a weird one.
And Paladin's going to talk about it for us.
Oh, yay.
Good luck.
Okay, so it starts off in the f***ing cyberspace cafeteria that they hang out in.
Well, you know, that was all, like, hip and trendy in 2000 and, what, four?
Two.
Well, what year was Dino Thunder? 2004, I think?
I think so.
Maybe 2003.
Either way, it was before everyone had computers on them at all times. So cyber cafes were a thing to have.
Well, still, I think they were a couple years late to the cyber cafe thing. But that's Power Rangers for you. And more
well,
to the point,
Disney. New Zealand, too. Maybe they just got to New Zealand.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't really keep computers in their mud huts, right?
Sheep-powered computers.
Your mom is powered by sheep.
No, she's powered by ham.
But Paladin was trying to say something.
Anyway, the Cyber Cafe now has satellite TV, which the Blue Ranger delights in.
A really nice satellite TV, too. That was some big screen on that. 5 inches from his face.
Yeah. And then as they change the channel, they find out there's a Power Ranger show on TV.
Sort of.
As part of a live simultaneous broadcast from Japan, definitely.
Yes! So it's a show all about them. Sort of.
But what would they know about Power Rangers in Japan?
Snark.
At least that's what the Red Ranger wants to know, and he's kind of a douchebag.
Yeah, Connor's kind of the biggest dick of all the Red Rangers, I think.
Did he date someone's sister?
Not douche. He's just sort of a dick. Like,
well, Paladin calls him a
jock.
Douche.
There's a thin line between them.
Between douche and jock?
Douche and dick.
I don't know, but I'm saving that one, too.
So, the gang starts to watch Abba Ranger.
And Abba Ranger starts off with Curry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Abba Ranger started watching them.
It might be.
In Soviet Japan, Abba Ranger watches you.
And the Abba Ranger voices are weird.
It's a special high-tech real-time dubbing gadget, so...
I'm glad I'm not the only one that got extreme Dynaman vibes from all this.
Well...
How could you not?
It needed more 80s music, so...
And orphans.
And tuna.
And obscene jokes.
How fast does a bar of yellow go?
Oh, you kids.
How would you know?
Much too good looking.
We could just watch an episode of Dynaman and nobody would know the difference.
Maybe if you actually encoded those.
Shut up!
Stop talking to us from the bathroom. Okay, so, the Abba Ranger's making curry, Paladin?
Yes. And Abba Blue reads this news story about a baseball player named Wacker Wilson.
So there's the obscene jokes.
See, it's not just fours this week.
Alright, they're...
Abba Right Blue...
What?
Abba Blue looks very, very tired. Like he hasn't slept in days.
He always looks like that, apparently.
Did he look like that when he was in Gokaiger a couple weeks ago?
He looked like that in episode one.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Gokaiger when he showed up a couple weeks ago. Remember?
I think getting married mellowed him out a bit.
And not having to deal with all those other idiots.
No, just the
Maybe
one
he
idiot.
Found someone who appreciates his pineapple curry.
But you were talking about Wacker Wilson.
And then his morpher starts talking to him.
Well, they did that.
Yeah, all the dinosaurs can talk in Abba Ranger.
Although I imagine in the original version they didn't have such wacky voices.
Well, apparently some of them were horrible racist stereotypes.
See, that's much better than the voice they got this time.
And then the Abba Ranger villains come in and they're pretty f***ing freaky.
Well, before they show up, though... Connor's getting pissed off at this show.
Because
he's
throwing
remotes around and saying this is bullshit.
Rangering is serious business.
It certainly is.
And that they're getting everything wrong with the show.
So I guess Connor's the Power Ranger.
Which is all kinds of hilarious.
So Connor is representing Ranger Board. Paladin agrees.
No, he's not that bad.
I find
For
it intensely
one,
hilarious.
He's speaking in English, and it's coherent.
I wonder if we ever had any listeners from Ranger Board, because we obviously don't at this moment.
I find it intensely hilarious that Connor's saying the Japanese show got everything wrong about the American show.
So, he is from Ranger Board.
They skipped over dubbing Dino Thunder, didn't they?
I think...
Yes.
Because how weird would it have been if they redubbed this episode airing in Japan?
That would have caused, like,
it would
an
have
explosion
been amazing.
Of logic. That would have sent children to hospitals.
Oh, and also, I love the hilariously out-of-place Scottish accent.
Yes!
Well, they treat it like a real dub then, didn't they? Accents
yes,
for no reason.
Tour guy is Scottish.
Except he doesn't yell about it like Flynn did.
Okay, so slightly less awesome.
That's really the strongest Dynaman vibe is essentially on that character right there.
So then what happened?
Then Abba Black comes in and tries the pineapple curry.
That's a recipe for disaster. Yeah, doesn't
obviously,
he spend,
since it,
doesn't he spend the rest of the episode in the bathroom?
A good part of it, yes.
Yeah.
And they have Mary clean up after him.
Upper Range is weird.
Extremely.
Although I was told once that in the first couple episodes before Black could transform, he tried once and they turned it like the morphing theme into fail music.
What, like the Price is Right theme?
Yeah, something like that.
Dub that in.
Well, no need to dub it. Paladin just did it for us. Either that or his microphone is near the wrong end of his body.
So cut to Wacker Wilson on the boardwalk.
And there's a monster running around giving people wigs.
Oh, is that what you call it now?
Yeah.
He's wigging people off while Wacker Wilson looks on.
Selling shells by the seashore. Okay, so this monster here, it's a bear made of an ATM and chains of money that attacks with mushrooms and gives people wigs.
Now you see why they couldn't adapt this episode properly into Dino Thunder.
Well, I wouldn't want them to, given that what we got was this.
Yeah, but it's just another symptom of the whole problem where there is a lot of stuff in Abba Ranger they could not adapt because of how goofy it was. This was just one of the ways they went about working around it.
This is probably my top three favorite monsters of all time.
What are the other ones? What are the other two?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'm saying this is one
Jealous
of the best.
Jealous Shiko?
Yeah, that'd probably be up there.
Which one?
Jealous Tool.
Ah.
You know, the one who runs a spa and knocked up some Earth chick?
Yeah. I just couldn't tell what Fort Max was saying, as usual.
Oh, and probably the pizza guy from Turbo.
I don't know if that monster was really so notable. It's just the, you know, baked into a giant pizza and toss your salad thing. And, you know, I cannot say toss your salad without doing the pose.
We still need to watch that episode.
That's a good out-of-context clip.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm game.
And there is the evil that evil pizzas are no match for a simple stoplight.
Yeah. But as far as Dino Thunder...
They fight and the Abba Rangers wig out.
Yes, yeah, so we get some American shots.
What?
Of the Abba Ranger helmets on things on them.
No, I'm pretty sure that's still from Abba Ranger.
So the Zords wearing wigs?
Yes. Because Abba Ranger is weird.
But it seems like it's weird in the best possible way.
It certainly does. I'm really sad that it's not completely subbed.
And I like Car Ranger then.
Yeah, I would really like to watch Car Ranger.
Especially the pizza episode.
Somebody needs to start working faster on that and Abba Ranger.
So it's about this point that Connor says, enough of this shit, I'm leaving.
And well, forgets his backpack, of course.
Well, you know, could you blame him? If we were watching them make a show about our show and they got everything wrong, you know, wouldn't you get up in disgust and leave?
If they got everything wrong, it'd be a better show.
Well, yeah, you got a point there. And arguably, this was a better show than Dino Thunder. Because Dino Thunder didn't have no bear ATM money chain wiggy thing.
It didn't have Wacker Wilson whacking wigs at the monster that whacked wigs at people.
On the boardwalk.
I like that he keeps his baseball bat in a scabbard.
Well, you know, all American baseball players do that. Don't you know?
Moving on.
Yeah, please.
Turns out that Wacker's come to Japan to look for a world-famous chiropractor, who by sheer coincidence turns out to be Abba Blue.
He's a chiropractor?
Yes.
Okay.
That was his profession before he got the morpher.
He's a chiropractor?
Yes.
Yes.
A very expensive chiropractor.
Then where does this whole curry thing come from?
Tim Curry.
Because he's a chiropractor.
And if they had a curry shop, why didn't they offer Marvelous any curry in that Gokaiger episode?
Because he sold it when he got married.
Well, that was bad planning.
Well, so was the marriage.
Well, I don't know. They were still together by the time of Gokaiger.
So then Abba Blue begins to rub his hands all over Wacker Wilson's body.
In the middle of the boardwalk.
While and it turns out his back problems were caused by some of his vertebrae being in the wrong place.
But he fixes that, and then Wacker Wilson wags his hips.
Yeah, well, first, rolls over in pain, falls off the table, which also happens to his patient from the first episode.
Were his vertebrae out of place, too?
Probably.
No. You didn't, well, it wasn't shown, but probably.
I never knew that's how chiropractic worked.
Why? How did you think it worked?
Well, I thought it was like subtle, you know, adjustments toward the bonus place. I don't think you reorganize them like playing Jenga.
It's Japan.
Well, why do you think chiropractors have to spend all those years in expensive chiropractor school? Oh, wait. So, after Blue stops playing with Wacker's bone,
Connor comes back in and gets pissed off and steals Blue's popcorn.
That makes perfect sense relative to the episode.
Of course it does.
I said relative to the episode.
What are Dino Thunder Blue and Yellow's names anyway?
Kira and Ethan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can only remember Connor because he's the only one that has a personality, and he's just a dick.
And there's also Trent.
Who?
White.
Exactly.
Oh.
The white that's not evil.
Like Trent from Daria?
Because, like, see, that's how much they really played around with Abba Ranger when they made Dino Thunder. Because White was evil for almost the entire series in Abba
Ranger.
Until
he died?
Yeah. So, for Dino Thunder, they had to introduce an evil clone of the White Ranger to be able to use the footage.
So they made a monster with a Xerox machine built into it.
Well, that doesn't seem so out of place anymore with the bear with the ATM in it, does it?
Speaking of which, the bear with the ATM assaults Wacker on the boardwalk again.
So does Wacker take a whack at it?
He might, but about this time Connor starts dancing in front of the TV for some reason.
Because he had to prove he could be just as weird as those Japanese Rangers.
He didn't have to try that hard.
And then?
Next. Oh, yes.
Let me fast forward some.
Preparing to fast forward.
Fast forward.
Fast forwarding, sir. Then Wacker Wilson goes spastic over money. And he has blue hair now.
Well, he is an American. On both counts.
Yeah, he shows up with two big old, I just robbed a bank sack fulls of money. The dollar signs on the front of them.
Which actually isn't out of place for this episode.
Well, you know, he brought those with him from America. Just because.
Obviously he brought the money, too, because it's American.
Well, that means it's worthless over there, right?
Well, no. not in 2003.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Our money was worth more than theirs at that point.
Yeah, it was a great time to import Gundam figures.
And then there's a sumo wrestler on the boardwalk for some reason.
At this point, I can't really say I'm surprised.
And a cartoon seagull lands on Abba Blue's head.
Wearing a wig.
Again, I can't. This is not shocking at all anymore.
So then the monster of the day shows up and buries Blue in a pile of coins.
Again, this is not shocking anymore.
No, the episode kind of blew its load like 10, 20 minutes ago. You know, around the time Wacker showed up.
And about the time Abba Blue started working on his bone.
So what's going on back in the Cyber Cafe?
Connor's actually starting to like the episode. Which also is not that surprising by this point.
How could you not like this episode?
You could be Connor.
Yeah, Connor's problem is that he doesn't remember Dynaman from when he was a kid.
Well, maybe they didn't get it in New Zealand.
No, that's California. Don't you know anything?
No, that's next year's Sentai.
What, the coughing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or wheezing.
So then Black finally stops shitting. Comes to save the day.
They need to introduce a new evolution for the coughing line and make it hacking. Coughing, wheezing, hacking.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, continue.
Black shows up, freshly emptied.
You know, and it's always such a relief when you have an afternoon of diarrhea and your bowels are finally fully evacuated.
And your anus is all raw and pulsating.
Well, that part's not so nice.
It's nice for Wacker Wilson.
Now, I think we know who made those pizzas of yours, XV.
Well, there wasn't any pineapple on that. Pineapple curry pizza.
Sounds okay, actually.
Yeah, actually, so, that doesn't sound that terrible.
Black shows up and gives them all piggy banks.
Which they use to try and catch most of the monster's coins.
Which is supposed to do exactly what?
Hope that he runs out of ammo, maybe?
What they need is to have Birth come along. You know, because they could just shoot it all right back at him.
They should have brought your mom over and they could just slot all the nickels into her because she'd never get full.
Yeah.
But then Abba Blue throws the piggy bank at Wacker Wilson, who hits it at the monster somehow.
Because he's a baseball star with a bat and a scabbard.
And that matters more than money. At least I think that's what they're trying to say.
Only because he didn't buy steroids that week.
So the monster's knocked out and they get that weird cartoon moment where they try to wake him up. And by this point, Connor's just going spastic over the whole episode.
And Ethan and Kira are looking at him like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Well, I imagine
they have that look on a regular basis.
Yeah, I don't think that's exclusive to this moment.
I hate Connor. I mean, he's not as bad as, you know, Mac was, but...
On the other hand, he wasn't pleasant. A robot. At least Connor wasn't a robot.
If Connor was in a Friday the 13th movie, he'd be killed while having sex with a cheerleader.
Probably.
And there was much rejoicing. And so the Abba Rangers win, and Connor writes a social studies project about Power Rangers.
That makes perfect sense.
His teacher
as much sense as everything else in the episode.
Well, I was going to qualify perfect sense with as being, you know, for this episode, yes. Perfectly sensible within the context of the episode.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this whole time, Tommy was also in a bathroom.
Was he still in the suit at this point, too? Or was he invisible now?
I don't even remember.
Or was he in a coma?
No, that only lasted one episode.
And that was much earlier, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, now this was based off of episode 10. Well, this used episode 10 of Abba Ranger, so...
Let's see, when did this...
This is episode 19 of Dino Thunder.
Hmm. 19. Yeah, it'd be funny if they were sitting around watching this while Tommy was stuck in that amber block.
Like he's just off camera.
Oh, Fighting Spirit wasn't for another 8 episodes, so yeah, he was still in the suit.
Yes, putting Tommy in Dino Thunder turned into such a good idea.
Well, especially... maybe they weren't cheap enough to keep him in the country.
I'm sure it worked out for everybody.
The one thing that I wish they had handled differently was the team up in SPD.
Which one?
Exactly.
The Dino Thunder crossover.
Which one?
The one that he didn't like.
Which one?
All of them. They needed to get the No Way guy voicing Tommy in those.
Yeah, but, you know, that was one of the California production crew that they didn't have on contract anymore.
This is a very meta episode.
Of the podcast?
No, of Power Rangers.
Oh.
Sentai.
Power Rangers Sentai.
Yes, both categories.
That should be next year's series, Power Rangers Sentai. Or no, Power
going it might be
Power Rangers Sentai Go Rangers.
Power Rangers Sentai Force. Just to make even less sense.
So it was a translation of a Japanese show. Watching the Japanese show was a translation of the American show.
Can you say that again?
No.
Can you say that again? Yeah, that was a weird one.
I'm glad we
watched. Not entirely bad.
I didn't necessarily mean bad. I just said that's a weird one. I mean,
it's cracked out in the way the old Sentai used to be.
How could it be bad if it has Wacker Wilson in it?
Whacking wigs.
On the boardwalk.
While someone rubs his bone.
That he probably needed because of the steroids.
No, Fort Max, he needs balls because of the steroids.
Your mom must be on steroids because she needs balls too.
Yes.
Your mom is a human ball bin.
Like the ball
pit. All kinds of critters crawling around inside her.
Like the ball pit in Chuck E. Cheese.
Not that dirty, I don't think.
But it smells the same, and it's probably also full of old socks.
And sometimes it's sticky.
No, it's usually sticky.
Your mom or Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
Who can tell the difference?
Oh, that's who.
Welcome back to Paladin's Place, preferred provider of mechanized melee. I've always considered Power Rangers Dino Thunder to be an underrated show. It features some excellent action with generally competent storytelling backed up by a pretty decent cast, and the return of fan-favorite character Dr. Tommy Oliver certainly didn't hurt things. But are the Dino Thunder Zords as decent as the show? Let's find out. Megazord sequence has been initiated. Power Legends Force! The first three Dino Thunder Zords are arguably the three most recognizable dinosaurs featured in media: a Tyrannosaurus, a Triceratops, and a Pteranodon. These Zords have very solid designs, although any sense of authentic biological scale is completely lost here. The Dinozords can combine to form the Thundersaurus Megazord, and right away the main flaw with this design is obvious. In the past, I've mentioned that Megazords used by Ranger teams with only three members are vastly unbalanced, wherein one Zord usually represents about 80% of the combined form, while another less popular member is stuck somewhere as a barely noticeable add-on. No series embodies this problem more than Dino Thunder. The Tyrannosaur alone forms the legs, head, torso, and left arm in the combination. And to drive the point home even more, there's an episode of Dino Thunder where the Tricera and Tyrannosaurs alone are able to combine and fight off a giant monster by themselves, further highlighting how useless the female Zord is in this series. Way to be enlightened, Bandai. Combination shortcomings aside, the Thundersaurus Megazord is a very impressive design. The visual elements of the Dinozord blend together very well, and the paint detailing is excellent, especially for an American release. Furthermore, Thundersaurus features a decent level of articulation, including near-perfect knee movement. This is incredibly rare for a Megazord, and I'm glad this feature was included. Tyrannosaur's primary gimmick is a motorized device that makes the Thundersaurus arms spin. It's pretty pointless, but it doesn't completely interfere with the Megazord play value like other gimmicks, and it does work nicely with future Zord releases, which I may or may not get to at some point depending on our schedule. And to fully complement the Thundersaurus arsenal, Tyranno and Triceratops' tails can detach and combine to form a sword-like weapon, while Triceratops' face can also form a shield weapon. This attack style wasn't used much in the series, but the option is certainly welcome in toy form. Overall, I'd say the Thundersaurus Megazord is an excellent addition to my shelf. It features a great design with tons of play value and some interesting gimmicks. I'd say pick this one up if you have a chance. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more Superhero Time!
You're listening to Superhero Time, going completely off subject.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a short show this week.
Hooray. Hooray!
Clearly what we've learned from this is that Ken makes us go long.
Well, that's his thing.
Ha ha.
Go longer?
That'll be the 2013 Sentai.
Podcast Sentai Go Longer.
Wouldn't it be Viagra Sentai Go Longer?
No, let's go harder.
No, it'll be Enzyte Sentai Go Longer. And the mentor is David K. So
he didn't die?
What?
Didn't David K die?
I hope not.
No, it was Tony J that died.
Yeah, wrong letter.
I get them mixed up.
But at least Michael Ansara is still alive.
Ooh.
And Gary Chalk.
The voice of Mr. Freeze in Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, yeah, isn't he like 90?
Something like that, yeah. He was Commander Kang in Star Trek.
Then who was Commander Kodos?
Kodos was... Kodos? Oh, that's the Simpsons one.
Kang and Kodos, damn it.
Yeah, I was actually trying to remember who Koloth was, because Kang, Korn, Koloth.
I love Kang Korn around Halloween.
You know, I like those peanut butter candies in the orange and black wrappers.
Ew! If I could come through the microphone right now and punch you in the face, I would. That shit is poison.
They were good when I was little.
And how many of the original teeth do you still have?
None. Original? He lives in the South.
Original?
Yes.
I don't know about that. I kind of lost count after one. How many original teeth do you have? Native,
all of them.
Oh, okay.
What? You still have all your baby teeth?
Yes. I've super glued them to the insides of my teeth, so I've got like a shark mouth.
That's an interesting thing to do. You should have made a necklace out of them. A necklace of human teeth. I wonder if that would work.
Somebody's watching something.
Huh?
Somebody's watching something. Something's on in the background. I can hear noises.
Maybe that's the voices in your head.
No, they're just telling me to kill. This sounds like...
Is Ben playing the Xbox?
No.
Well, that's weird. Why no Xbox Live this week?
Because he's at work.
Oh, well, I guess that's a good reason. Okay, then. So, next week on the show, I decide we're doing the Geki Ranger movie.
Wait a minute.
Is it going to spoil anything for me?
No. I mean, it takes place around episode 9 or 10, I think.
Okay, well, I'm on like 8, so...
It doesn't really... It's not going to matter to the story of the series anyway.
Yeah, the movies aren't in continuity.
At least not strictly.
What episode am I going to get another Ranger added in?
Not for a while.
Like a long while?
I think they have to get their super modes first.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They have to stretch it out. Remember, there's only 5 of them in that show.
Because part of Go's purpose is to be able to use the first Megazord while they're using the second Megazord. So, also turning into a werewolf. You remember that from Jungle Fury, right?
No, I was off that week, so I didn't watch it.
You weren't here then?
Nope.
Huh, I couldn't even tell the difference.
Tim Curry.
Yeah, now the week I was off was the Ninja Storm episode.
Yes, we had a good time that week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Except for the Ninja Storm episode.
Well, can't have everything perfect.
Ugh, Ninja Storm.
We should watch more Jungle Fury then.
Why? No.
What shows have we not watched yet?
Well, let's see, we just did Dino Thunder.
I don't think we've done Mystic Force yet.
No, probably not.
Have we done Zio?
Yeah.
We did the
not singing for a long time.
We did the singing episode, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, the so-called singing episode.
Yeah, but that was a while back. We could do it again.
But what would we do?
The singing not episode?
Yeah, we'll do the singing episode again. We're gonna go into summer reruns.
Summer hiatus.
We're gonna pull a Fox Kids and be missing for 2 months and just show the same 5 episodes from the start of the season over and over.
Tim Curry.
Up next week is the Godzilla episode.
We should watch actual Godzilla at some point.
No, we shouldn't. We should watch Godzilla the series.
I watched a Godzilla movie last week, actually.
Which one?
I forget the name of it, but there were some aliens on one of Saturn or Jupiter's moons asked to borrow Godzilla and Rodan to solve their King Ghidorah problem.
Oh, is that the one with the happy dance?
All three and send them back to Earth to conquer it.
Wait, is that the one with the happy dance?
Yes, he does do the happy dance in it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
No. Now, see, I'd be down for doing Godzilla again if we did American Godzilla.
No.
Godzilla, the series, is on Netflix.
Cool. I should get Netflix streaming.
Including the episodes that were never aired.
Why were they never aired?
Because Fox Kids was too busy with Digimon marathons.
Oh, so they're showing good cartoons instead.
Hey, Godzilla the series was good. Just like Big Guy and Rusty. It was just like Big Guy and Rusty.
Yeah, I tried to like Big Guy and Rusty, but I just couldn't.
That's because you're not human.
Big Guy and Rusty need a Super Robot Shogokin release.
Or something.
Big Guy and Rusty and...
Well, there were toys for Big Guy and Rusty at the time, weren't there?
And Escaflowne. Both gave me massive headaches whenever I tried to watch them.
Well, nobody should like Escaflowne.
But some of the contrast level of those shows my eyes.
Oh, okay, I get you. Well, I think that's because Escaflowne was using a bad transfer or something.
Also, also censored like crazy because...
It's Escaflowne.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Fox Kids dub, so that definitely
I don't know what Fox Kids was thinking.
They weren't. They were thinking, hey, look, giant robot. And that was basically the extent of the thinking. Then they had, and it's like, oh, shit. You know, kind of like with how Dragon Ball was at first.
Or One Piece.
Or Yu-Gi-Oh, even. Didn't they get some editing done?
Or it was Yu-Gi-Oh, so who cares?
And even Pokemon got that in the first couple of years before they started producing episodes to conform to American sensibilities.
Oh, the donuts.
I'm also thinking of things like editing out shotguns and cleavage on James.
Yeah, James in a dress.
No, James in a bikini.
Yeah, but James in a dress every other week was what actually got through.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a porno title somewhere. James in the giant bikini.
Or just James in a dress.
You know, thinking back, Jesse and James were the only part of that show that I really, really liked.
That was the only part of the show a lot of people liked. There was a Team Rocket-focused Usenet group back then.
The show should have just been about them.
Well, they're still on it.
Yeah. And I understand in the most recent series, they're much less incompetent now.
That's part of the fun is how retarded they were.
I suppose.
They have new uniforms now.
Yeah, that part was kind of sad. I like the original uniforms. They were original.
But they don't have Wobbuffet anymore.
Well,
did they have Victory Bell?
No.
No, I think they dumped all their Pokemon except for Meowth.
Didn't somebody catch Meowth?
No, he only appeared to be caught.
Oh.
They didn't hold down in B.
Did that actually work?
No.
Okay.
That didn't work any better than pushing the truck off of the ground on the side of the ship to get Mew. You know, it's all the same internet stuff.
I haven't paid much attention to the first original release since, you know, 98, so I never bothered to follow up to see if that's rumors are true or not.
They're not. All of them, not. No. No stuff like that. Didn't work. But yeah, we're doing Geki Ranger, the movie, next week because it has one of my favorite mecha combinations.
Which is?
Well, then I will spoil the surprise.
Okay.
So, you know, go watch the movie. I think you'll still need to use your transcoder for that, too.
That's okay. I've been using that more often anyway, just because I don't have to put more wear and tear on the Xbox, so...
How do you mean wear and tear on the Xbox?
Well, whenever the Xbox is on, it generates heat, so, you know, brings it closer and closer to death.
So you haven't been watching on your TV at all?
I've been watching through the PS3.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that media server works through the Xbox, too.
Yeah, but if I can run through the PS3, it's not going to overheat the Xbox. Put wear and tear on it, is what I'm saying.
Right, I just didn't know if you understood that it was not strictly a PS3.
Oh, yeah, software. Yeah.
I didn't know if you were, like, stupid or something.
The funny thing is, but the transcoding thing is that if I tell it to transcode, it still plays it off sync until I fast forward, then pause it and hit play again. Then it resyncs it.
You might try playing with some of the settings in the transcoding engines. Sometimes you can get it to work right on the.
Oh, it works right after the first 1 second when I do that. It's just, you know.
See, I don't have that problem with mine, but you know, I've been using it for like 2 years, so it's all like configured to do what it needs to do, and I don't have to think about it anymore.
Thinking is lame.
It is. It's really overrated. Sometimes I sit and think about how nice it must be to be an idiot. And you just don't have to, you know, worry about stuff.
Or if people ask you how to do things.
Well, that would be a big appeal of being stupid and useless.
This is all turned to a Mac joke, isn't it?
Well, it is now. Besides, as far as that goes, you're the one who started that joke anyway.
Yeah.
No, can't do it. I'm on the Mac.
I just latched onto it.
Well, you're the one who introduced it to the group.
Mm.
That's as good as starting it.
I'm sorry, I can't help you move. I have a Mac.
See, now...
It doesn't work like that.
Now, it would have been nice if last week when I was volunteered for a lot of irritating, inconvenient labor, if I could have just said, nope, can't do it, got a Mac. But I don't think that would have worked even if I had one.
Inconvenient labor sounds like something a woman would do in a dumpster somewhere.
Well, we're not talking about anything important, but we're having fun doing it.
It's because the show's already over. We're not talking about show stuff anymore.
That's true, so I guess I should end the show. Next week is Geki Ranger Movie. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Blah, blah, blah. End of show. Roll the credits.
Tim Curry.
This has been Superhero Time. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.
So I got my first figure arts.
What'd you get?
Shinken Gold.
Oh, that's who.
Yeah.
How is he?
It's nice. It's a figure arts. The only problem with it is the way the bicep swivel is made, which is that it doesn't really have one.
Well, it's a little plain.
Nice try. No, I mean, like, the Rider figure arts, I think, have normal bicep swivels. But with this, it's kind of bundled into the end of the shoulder joint. Mm. And it's on an angle, so it can't really turn in all the way.
So sort of the hand concession to the costume design?
Yeah, I guess. It looks like the Gokaiger body actually puts the bicep swivel back in normally. At least judging by Gokai Red being able to swap his arms out for that crossed arm piece.
Hopefully I should be able to review Gokai Red next week.
I guess you still didn't get that yet.
I would have got him today, but I missed the delivery guy.
Oops. But it's a funny story. My Shinken Gold came from somebody in Canada, and with shipping I paid the same price that Toys R Us is trying to sell them for. So I actually made out with a pretty good deal here. And I got the Kuroko with it, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It sure
which
is.
Which you would not have got from Toys R Us.
Right. It sure is a little statue of a Kuroko.
You're not supposed to notice it.
I tend to forget I have it, which I guess is appropriate.
Of course. It's a f***ing Kuroko.
Yes, it is. So would the proper interpretation of Kuroko really be Little Black? Because something
sounds
seems
offensive
wrong.
When you say it that way.
That sounds a little bit wrong. Which, being a Japanese term, must mean it's correct. But yeah, it's nice. It's about the same size as Super Legends Tommy. In height, anyway. In build, they're completely different. Tommy's like two of Shinken Gold in build.
Well, he's Tommy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Except for the show where it's Shinken Gold is like two of everyone else.
Yeah, that's the only problem with this Shinken Gold. It's not accurate to the suit actor, who is very thick in the middle.
I just realized what you were doing.
And also very thick in the head.
Who's doing
what? You were
putting
Tommy's armor on Shinken Gold, weren't you?
Well, that was the idea until it ripped the paint off of Tommy. This white plastic on Super Legends Tommy is terrible. I don't think it ever fully bonded to the plastic the body is made of. Meanwhile, it did bond very well to the shield.
Yeah, mine did that too.
I haven't tried to take my shield off in forever. I have no idea if it did or not.
I would suggest not trying to take it off.
I could just paint it back on.
I guess.
I'm pretty sure there's dust bonding to the shield on mine at the moment.
Ah, well, there is actually dust bonded to the boots on mine. Like, literally, it is bonded into the paint. I cannot remove it.
Have you tried water?
I'm afraid that will take the paint off.
Paint that comes off can be reapplied.
If one has paint and, you know, can paint.
Or know someone who can.
Well, yeah, but if I start sending you all my stuff to paint, you're going to start charging me money at some point.
I'll just keep charging you parts.
Yes, well, after the Tiger Zord parts, which I fully intend to go look for tomorrow, I'm kind of out of parts that will help the Zords you have.
And I'll take parts from other shit. Whether I have them or not.
Or just take the toys as payment.
I want the cover to your battery cover to your sushi changer. Nothing else.
Well, I will just pull a late 90s Takara and replace it with a very thick sticker. I love old
what
jokes.
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.